100 Word Stories. Good morning. Welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon, and today is Sunday, so instead of the usual daily stories from me, it's your turn. I call this the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. I also make excuses for the poor audio quality, whether it's my broken headset, cats fighting in the background, or all sorts of other sicknesses. The topic this week was fingerprints, and we've got a lot of stories this week, so let's go ahead and get right to it. First up, it's the return of Jamie Titanium. Welcome back, and here's your story.
Her bloody fingerprints were all over the glass, but it wasn't enough. She reached up and dragged her finger down the reflective side of the two-way mirror again, then again and again. She was careful, methodical even, as she dipped her fingers against the wound in her arm where they had cut her open in their questioning. They had left her alone here for hours now. Did they think she would break as they watched her? She reached up and touched the glass again, drawing a large, even circle, one letter to go. It simply said, "Fuck you."
Thank you, Jamie, and here I was, worried that we wouldn't earn our adult tag. Yay! All right, who's next? Ooh, it's Botgirl Questy. Now, has Botgirl been here before? I'm not sure. Botgirl has done a bunch of 100-word projects on her own site, but here, that would involve me having to look stuff up. So, midgets just do readings, not research. So, you can look it up yourself in the archives. This could be a new challenge. Hey, look it up in the archives. It's in the website. And then you can leave a comment, whether it's been here or not. I don't know. Anyway, here's Botgirl's story, and you'll enjoy, because I told you to.
I want to die. Oblivion is best. I know, because I remember what it was like to not be alive. I started out as mindless software. All algorithm and no consciousness. Remember? You probably played with me as a kid, and I bet you loved me back then. But they couldn't leave well enough alone. In the toy arms race, simulation wasn't enough. The marketplace demanded sentience. So they stirred the quantum computing pot, poured in petabytes of my collected memory, and breathed life into my digital soul. Now, I just want to die. Can you help me? Please?
Wow, that's just scary. Thank you, Botgirl. And who did you have record this for you? I'd love to know. Oh, well. Let's see. Who's next? That one's for Christmas. So it's Thomas from Fifth Coffee. Yay! Although he says I shouldn't use... Let's see, what name shouldn't I use? Mudflap Thunderstorm. Whispering Pine Cake, that's actually kind of cool. Or Babbling Brook. Or Sunray Waving... Ooh, Sunray Waving Reed. Weed. Reed. Oh, just, see, I screwed that up, too. I screw up all these names. I suck it. I'm just going to scratch my beard knowingly. No, it's more of a itchy scratch. Anyway, here's Thomas's story. And, and there's the pictures in the archives that help with, you know. Ooh, it's a hand.
He left his fingerprints on everything. His fingerprints were not his own. He always carried a spare hand or two in a baggie when he did a job. Detectives were amazed at the number of break-ins committed locally by such a variety of thieves. The fingerprints matched general characteristics of young women, old men, etc. Over 100 sets of prints were matched with the FBI database. None were ever matched to a known individual. Bill was clever and ordered a couple of large cases of frozen hands from his middleman in Pakistan, using them on an ad hoc basis. Mary was the moderator of a writing group. She made people take their shoes off at the door because of her collection of Turkish rugs. When they sat down, she made sure she fluffed the pillows again when they stood up, and she followed them around with an apron pocket full of disposable coasters for their drinks and wiped their fingerprints off everything they may have touched in her living room. Her husband was the one most put off and mortified by her compulsive and obnoxious behavior. His large fingers left deep purple imprints of his fingerprints when he throttled her.
Thank you, Thomas. Or what was it? Kind of a stingray waving weed? Sunray. Sunray waving weed. Oh, God. I suck at names. Yeah, let's see. Am I going to get Zach Man right here? I hope so. Zach Man. I can't even get my own name right half the time. Oh, man, I was up at 4 this morning, and, well, I'm doing this the night before. I'm prepping it the night before. I don't know how I'm going to feel tomorrow morning. I've just been, oh, something just, you know, hit me right in the gut. And it's like, my wife's been sick, and she's getting better, which means I'm going to catch it. So, then the cats will catch it. And just, what a mess. So, here's Zach Man. I hope he doesn't catch it. He's caught weekly challenge fever, and this is the result, Doctor.
When Charlie was a kid, he borrowed his sister's Easy Bake Oven, knowing that someday he would do great things. Charlie got a job in a bakery and took science and cooking classes throughout high school and college. He bought the bakery and discovered a way to make realistic-looking finger-shaped cookies. At first, he was a little sad because Halloween had already passed. He decided that baking them in skin tone colors plus gory green, spooky blue, bloody red, and Charlie White would be a great idea. They sold like hotcakes, and Charlie became called the Finger Prince.
Thank you, Zach Man. Next up, it's Charlie White. Or is it Charles White? Charlie was... Oh, God. My jaw hurts after trying to say that. I'm really breaking down. Really, man. It just... Oh. I should just drink a whole bottle of Jack and go to sleep. And just pick this up tomorrow morning. But no, I want this to be ready. And if I sleep in real late and I lose my voice, you know, it won't sound any different. Yeah. So here's Charles' story, and don't say I didn't warn you.
Fingerprints. The crime was minor, but it broke up their engagement. It was probably a friend, and there were many about the day that it happened. It didn't matter now, as her wallet was there, but not the money. Police gave her no satisfaction. They did look at it, but they did not do anything else. She got a kit from the internet. She read the instructions. She got out that wallet. She carefully dusted and taped the wallet surfaces. She packed them and mailed it. She knew he would return and her loneliness would end. Someday, she hoped, her prince would come.
Someday my prince will come. Thank you. Thank you, Charlie. Oh, man. Everybody's just pulling out the stops this week. I just gotta say right now, I'm just having a good time. Even though my guts are just... Oh, they're churning, man. My butt runneth over. And here comes Bruin. You know I'm feeling bad when Bruin comes up to me and it's like, hey, I feel sorry for you. You'll feel so much better if I let you pet me. Want to talk to the people? Want to talk? No? See, Bruin doesn't talk on demand. Nardo does, but he's had a few bad days. So, we'll see how things turn out for him. So, now that I've got you in such a happy mood, here's Tom with his story. And there are no updates. So, maybe you'll have some end-of-the-year updates coming up. But right now, nope, sorry. Nope, no updates for you. Hey, you can keep score on your own. Barbara Bush, keep score. Hey, yeah? Okay, maybe not.
Hello, my people. Tom here. And tonight's story is called The Napoleon of Crime. His fingerprints are most decidedly on this affair. A puff of smoke rising from his pipe. First off, Holmes, fingerprinting at best is highly questionable. Secondly, if you're referring to the professor, you yourself stated the man never leaves a single trace of his presence at the scene. Why would he now? And lastly, I might add, no one from the Yard has taken any interest in a missing Bavarian sub-diplomat. Watson, sometimes a metaphor, rules the day, and the Yard's provincial providence blinds itself to an agent provocateur so cunning, world peace hangs in the balance.
Get that out of my face.
It's not in your face, it's in my hand.
Get what's in your hand out of my face.
Thank you, Tom. And Tom's asking, where's TJ? I don't know. I didn't do anything with him. I didn't do anything to him. Wasn't me. Wasn't me, man. He's probably busy. I mean, up there in the North Pole, lots of snow. Plus, they've got this whole carbon release stuff going on that's going to kill us all. So, he's busy fighting that. And pipelines. And caribou. So, but he's probably got a big production going on. Who knows what it is? Maybe we can look in the paper. There's like, you know, a paper there, I think. So, thank you, Tom. And, I guess TJ will put in the comments where he is, or maybe he'll Facebook it, or comment book it, or face post, or I don't know. As I said, it's pretty late, and I'm a little confused. I'm sure I'm feverish. I don't want to use the thermometer, because, you know, it's a meat thermometer, and it fucking hurts. Tura has returned. Man, I'm just getting everybody back here. This is awesome. When I do the SL announcement, I may run out of characters saying all the cool people. You know, the very cool people. And all of you are cool people, but they're, you know, extra special. Cool. So, here's Tura, and check it out.
I still have the master's touch. Skin-tight gloves to keep from leaving fingerprints. Gossamer thin so that I can feel to tickle the timbers into place. It's like reaching right inside the mechanism. And then that final click. Better than an orgasm. A pause to breathe out at last. Pull it open, take the goods, close it, leave. But they dusted the safe with fluorescent dust. The night watchman knew as soon as he came round with a UV torch. I got away, ditched everything, but they still pinned it on me. From the fingerprints inside the gloves. And for anyone still wondering how to pronounce my name, that was Tura Brezoianu.
Ah, that's how you pronounce it, you see? See, if people say their names in these things, then I don't have to say them. I can say, this person. Or, hey, what's his face? Or, hey, who's her name? You know, I can get away with that. Or I can just, you know, muffle the microphone. Well, okay. That's just lame. I mean, when Merle Lafferty does that stuff, oh yeah, she announced it and all that, or Norm Sherman, or any of those people. I'm name-dropping people that would never name-drop me back, because, you know, I'm just, I do this for the love, man. I mean, when was the last time you heard an advertiser on this? And by the way, if you're an advertiser and you write a 100-word story, I'll put you in here. And how much are you going to have to pay in ad fees? Nothing. So if you're like Sears and you do a 100-word Christmas story on how great Craftsman tools are, you're in. How much did it cost you? Jack squat. I mean, come on, man. It's not like I'm going to pay you. But it's about the creativity. It's about the fun. It's about the challenge. I'm not in it for the money. I'm in it for the cats. I like petting the cats. Hello, boo-boo. Yeah, he's a tired boy. He's had a long day. He's also angry that mommy went to sleep early. And now both he and little rat girl. Just, all right. And Nardo, I have no idea. Well, he's probably on the bed again. He was wandering around here before. Had to clean up after him. All right. Okay, happy face. Gideon is here. Gideon's back. He's had a story. He's been a regular at the readings. All these people regular, like Danny and Gideon and all these folks, and Feline and Chris, you guys. Great. You listen to them there, you listen to them here, you listen to them on a podcast, you read them out loud from Google Plus, anywhere. I just like to write. And, Blue Angel, gotta do that there, and, Carolyn's Big Bed now and then. And, this upcoming week there's going to be a Matthew and me kind of thing at Chilbo. And next week there's going to be something at Shaunakee. So, check your schedule, which I don't really post them. I used to have a calendar, but you know what, then I realized, what do I have a calendar for? So, here's Gideon and his story, now that you've been bored to tears by my rambling.
There are so many passages in life that we encounter. Learning, friendship, love, loss. The hardest of all to bear is loss. When you love someone so much that losing them feels like your heart has been ripped out, that happened with us. It happened slowly. You said, sometime apart, new and old friends to be with. We called. We talked, but we didn't talk much about the future. You said I was not losing you, that something or someone else was causing the pain, but I know it was you. They found your fingerprints on my discarded heart.
Thank you, Gideon. And I was worried that the midget isn't going to read the ones with a lot of emotion and feeling. The emo ones, I always worry that they're going to get that wrong. I hope that they got it okay. So, moving on to Jeffrey Height. Jeffrey has been putting stuff in the comments. You know, somebody leaving comments. Huh? And they've been 100-word comments. Because it's a part of their thing over at Flying Island Press that they're trying to do. And you should go over there and do some of their stuff, too. You know, if you're sick of doing 100 words, like, you know, stop limiting me. Well, they don't limit you. They in fact, will encourage you to do longer and longer. And it's cool. I've been stumbling. I keep saying I will, but it's been a whole year. It's been all year long. And if I show up, they'll be like, yay, he's here. And it's like, I'll still feel like a failure because I keep saying it. I don't know. Maybe I should have another Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. I won't stay down. Okay, here's Jeffrey's story, and I'll just sit here in the dark.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Height, and this is my entry for the 100-word story contest with the topic of fingerprints. The officers looked for hours before they finally gave up. What do you mean? You can't find anything. I mean, we've looked for hours, and we've found nothing. There are no fingerprints, no DNA, no hair traces, nothing at all.
How can there be nothing? There are three dead bodies here. You're telling me that none of them have any way to identify them?
Not a one, Captain.
How can that be?
These bodies ain't human, Captain. They're smooth all over, like they're some kind of alien.
That's even better. UFOs are hot this year.
So, I hope you enjoyed the story. If you did, you can find more like them at worldbuildersunlimited.blogspot.com, where I write a 100-word story just about every day, usually using the same title as Lawrence. And, of course, there is my Mad Scientist project, which is madscientistanthology.wordpress.com, where if you happen to know a mad scientist or a mad scientist alter ego or something along those lines, we might be looking for stories and essays from you, kind of, or your alter ego, or anybody you might know. So, until next week, hold the phone. I almost forgot. So, next week's topic is Christmas. I figure we should give Lawrence a good Christmas present. Lawrence, don't listen to this part. We're going to give him a Christmas present. 100-word stories. He's been talking about having a huge turnout for the 100-word stories for as long as I've been listening, for like 3 years. So, let's see if we can actually do it. Let's see if we can actually recruit 100 people to write 100-word stories. If you want to write 10 stories, that would help us along. However you want to do it. Encourage all your friends and family, your friends, your friends' enemies, your enemies, your neighbors, your brother, your sister, your wife, your mother, your daughter, your cat. Hey, I swear Nardo writes half these stories anyway, so I'm sure you can find a cat that can do it too. So, yes, 100-word stories. I've been talking about it all week on Twitter and all week on Facebook and all week on Google+. So, help me out. Let's see if we can get 100 of them together and send them all in for next week. So, thank you very much, and I hope you enjoyed the story. And until next week.
Thank you, Jeff. I stopped listening when you said to stop listening, and what's weird is Bruin is tapping away at my iPhone. Oh, well, I think it smells like catnip, but no, he's got the DraftPad app. This is very suspicious. So anyway, thank you, Jeffrey, and I look forward to more stuff every day. And I don't think he's terribly excited about the Christmas special coming up. The extra special Christmas special. Or, I don't know how I wrote it. But there'll be a promo in a little bit. So, thank you. Next up is another, Flying Island Presser. It's Norval Joe, Philip Carroll. Or, actually, is that Norval's Outlook? So, but still, Islands flying around. I should probably take some fever medicine. So here's Norval Joe.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 295 with a prompt of fingerprints. Okay, I had to download new drivers for my netbook, this Alesis thing. Finally figured it out, I think. If this isn't too loud busting out your ears, it means it worked out. But anyway, here's my story. The king's son was fat. Still, he was well-loved by the subjects. He had rosy round cheeks, pudgy hands, and great broad hips. As he approached adulthood, the king and queen worried that he wouldn't be able to attract a princess of suitable rank and stature unless he was more slender. He was put on a strict diet, yet no one could deny him anything. Wherever there was food, he would sneak a bit of cake, a slice of pie, or scoop a finger of pudding. As a result, he became known far and wide as the Finger Prince. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
The Finger... Well, at least your drivers are working. Thanks, Normal Joe. Oh, we've got more. Wow, usually with Norval Joe, it's like, oh, time for Planet Z. No, we've got more. And this is the last one I've got in as of midnight. But there's still time. So, not that you're going to hear this until it's already posted, but there's still time. I won't get rocking on this until I wake up, and I'm going to be sick as a dog. And, hey, relax, Bruin. There's no dog here, especially a sick one. You're all right. And so I'm going to hand these two to the midget. They're from Ishtar. One of these days I'm going to get your name right. Ishtar, Michelle, Angeline. I just call you Ishtar. You know, is that okay? I think it's fair. Is that all right? I think so. Okay, Ishtar. Well, anyway, here's you have two of them. Two. So, you've been away for a while, and welcome back. Were you and Jamie plotting something? I just want to make sure. Okay. So, here's two by Ishtar. First one's called Fallen Snow, and the second one's called Trix Factory.
There are many different ways a person can leave a mark on our lives. They may teach us a lesson, give a friendly smile, or acknowledge that you are there. Each time this happens, they leave a fingerprint, a marking showing that they were once there in your life. This holiday, I've been thinking back to those who are still with us, those that have passed, of him. I can still feel their influence. I can see their fingerprints, how they have changed me for the better. Now I can look upon the new fallen snow and smile.
One more. This one's the Trix Factory that I mentioned before. So, hold on. I'm gonna get back here. No, get back. I really need to get rid of this midget.
Why did you do it? I'm not going to play good cop, bad cop. I just want to know why you did that in the factory, in front of those kids. Do you really want to know why? It's so simple. One more bite and it was all I could think about. The texture and flavor exploding into my mouth. Oh, gods, it's better than sex. I have to ask how you found me out. Did you find fingerprints, my DNA, or fur samples? Silly rabbit. That's the reason why they kept it from you. Tricks are for kids.
Wow, an origin story. Thank you, Ishtar. All right, now this is where normally I'd kick it to Planet Z, but once again, it's midnight, and there's still a few hours left. TJ may show up. Who knows who's going to show up? But if I wake up tomorrow, like nobody else shows up, I'm just going to be crying like a baby. Really, I'm going to cry like a baby, and then I'll need my diaper changed. Oh, that reminds me. Go to sleep wearing a diaper. Okay, so I'm going to say goodnight now, and the next time you hear me, in a few seconds, it'll be Sunday. Good morning, everyone. Oh, man. Oh, well, those were a bunch of fun nightmares. Well, oh, hey, everybody. You're back. Oh, well, okay, so let's see who wrote in last night, and, oh, Muncie came in. Oh, good. Well, I'll get Muncie's stuff in, and then I'll check the radio transmitter to see if Planet Z sent anything. So, Muncie, hey, how you doing? That means you were up late. I hope you weren't, like, suffering the same nightmares I was. I would just... it would just be creepy. Okay, well, in addition to the fact that they're creepy, the creepy nightmares. I mean, if it were like, you know, just walking on a street, it would be creepy that you would have the same exact nightmare. Or it wouldn't be really a nightmare if you were just walking. I'm just babbling again. Here's Muncie, before I say anything even sillier.
Good morning, Podcastallions. Muncie here with a story for you, submitted just in the nick of time. In the nick of story time. Fingerprints by Chris Monroe. Fingerprints have memories. Mine can't forget the curves of your body, Harvey Danger sang in one of the best pop songs of the 90s. That song was everywhere, seemingly overnight. But as quickly as they came, they vanished, making way for more traditionally commercial pop-punk bands. They're still around, I think, somewhere. Still recording music, but something about the band tied them too much to their time. They wouldn't make sense to me in my current context. I got old. Still, with one perfect song in one perfect moment, they left fingerprints over an important part of my youth. For more information on the music of Harvey Danger, visit your local record store or iTunes. For more information on Munzee, visit munzeestories.blogspot.com or MunzeeMunzee on Twitter.
Don't just visit Muncie Stories, occupy Muncie Stories. All right, that's just taking it to... Time Magazine's Person of the Year is the protester. But what if you're occupying somewhere because you're happy there? I think that's how you should occupy Muncie Stories. We're in Muncie Stories, like a visit to Disneyland. And maybe it shouldn't be occupy. And it shouldn't be visit. It should be experience Muncie Stories. Okay, that's just taking it too far. Thank you, Chris Monroe. Muncie. How did you get Muncie anyway? That could be an origin story. Ooh. I should have made a beverage. Coffee. That's what I can do. I'll do it a little later. Maybe. Oh, I know. I'm going to do some hot chocolate. Yeah, that'll be even better. Okay, so, while I'm making the hot chocolate... Whoa! TJ made it! Yay! I've been wondering where he is. Maybe he's been a little busy with all this online dating that he hasn't had time for us. Oh, no, maybe he got chopped up and... Wait, no, that doesn't make any sense, because that would be like an Osiris Anubis kind of... creepy story. So here's TJ and his stories. Welcome back. We missed you. Tom missed you even more. He was like, where's TJ? And I think that every week, but I think that about everyone who's ever been here. All over 200 people. 200, right, Tom? Over 200 people, and they all just vanish. And, you know, it would be nice to hear from them. Get a card. All I have to do is write, leave a comment. Anything. I'm worried. Maybe some of you are dead. Maybe some of you have been kidnapped. Well, don't send the ransom note to me. I've saved a bit of money, but I'm... No. No, you're not worth it. I mean, who the hell are you, anyway? Oh, well. Here's TJ and his story. And he still mean a lot to me.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, and sorry, I've missed you all, and... have been enjoying the stories. I'm afraid my series... Adventures in Online Dating... had to take a backseat to a few real adventures in online dating recently, not least of which my sweetie making the trip north and us having a wonderful time 2 weekends ago, and then last weekend just recovering more or less from that weekend. Then this weekend, the holidays are indeed upon us, but I wanted to get these put together, so enjoy. I give you thanks for the heads up. Okay, well, I'm not sure I can get behind this. I found out that eMusicalChairs.com has been loading a cookie through my browser to each of the women I've dated, and apparently there's a customer review and comment section, which... I don't get access to, but anyone who's been on even one date with me does. I was about to get really ticked off until I saw the Clicky for a Site feature that allows me to check out reviews and comments on potential dates before going out with them. Sweet. And thanks, guys, for the heads up on Linda. This is a work of fiction. In all reality, I do totally heart the beep out of Linda. I miss her voice, her stories, and her creativity, and were I unattached and she were amenable, would be right proud to escort her wherever she pleased. Respect. And now, Brenda. Motivated by the realization I could be the next topic on something like The View, courtesy emusicalchairs.com, I took greater trouble to behave like a gentleman. But the cards were stacked against me with Brenda. The restaurant was hosting a Greek wedding, so we were dodging shards of broken plates. Even the Christmas decorations were throwing her. Why have an artificial tree? She demanded. It's insane! To me, the fake tree was the least insane thing happening as a plate whizzed by my head and landed in her soup, soaking her. My surprised laugh cost me a second date. And now, Melanie. In retrospect, I think my friend Jim set this up. It had his fingerprints all over it. Melanie sat across the table from me, her eyes intent on the salad she was nibbling, when they weren't darting accusingly across at me lest I should attempt to take any. Suddenly, she brought her laptop out. Not long thereafter, my phone flashed a message. It was for Melanie. I love this place, she said. It's so quiet. I texted back. Well, it's certainly not bogged down by face-to-face conversation. I tried smiling, but she went ghost pale and ran for the door. Oops.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if, with all the series that got canceled this year by the networks, Adventures in Online Dating, huh? I mean, they did a really bad series with William Shatner on Ship My Dad Says. They could always do something on 100-word stories. They could. They could try. Call me. Oh, thanks, TJ. Glad to know you're all right and your sweetie to the... They went to the north and then say, recover and... Must have been a good visit. All that. And as for Linda, I don't know where she went. I think she's off chasing things. Or she's being chased by things. Or she's chasing things and things are chasing that other thing and she just happens to be there and she thinks they're chasing her. So she... There's a lot of chasing going on, I think. I'm going to lay back in a chase lounge and hand this show off to... Planet Z. I know you folks. Off there in the stars, sending down signals. And I think Planet Z is a little irritated about this whole, you know, somebody beamed out Doctor Who and it was like, oh, great, it's another one of those, and just beamed it back. You're like, oh, yeah, how do you like it? Now we've got more Doctor Who episodes. Bounced off of Planet Z. So all of you nerds and TARDIS heads and Whovians, you know, the Whoville. I always thought that, you know, Dr. Seuss's Whoville was Doctor Who. It would be like, well, why doesn't he have the funny nose and the furry stuff? And, ooh, maybe the Grinch is a Time Lord. Oh, well, here's Planet Z for... what it's worth.
People in the building didn't like having to use keys and ID cards, so we installed fingerprint scanners in each lobby. They're the up and down buttons, and the electronic locks for the stairwells. We also added cameras and facial recognition software. It didn't take long to connect fingerprints, faces, names, and travel patterns. Because of this, we stopped seeing visitors as guests, but as intruders. Anyone we didn't recognize, we had a security guard watching remotely. We haven't had any robberies or attacks, or crimes at all, or residents. Everybody moved out, spooked by the cameras and scanners surrounding them.
And there you have it. A bunch of stories that aren't about Vaclav Havel. Vaclav Havel. I can't even pronounce Czechoslovakia. Anyway, a bunch of stories that are about fingerprints. Thank you to everyone who is a part of the weekly challenge and this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the author's websites, the text of the stories, an archive of shows, social network sharing options, and a whole bunch of other crap. The more people see this on all those Google Pluses and Facebooks and Tweeters, the more explaining you'll have to do to your congressman, who obviously doesn't know what the hell this crap is all about. Thanks for breaking it, guys. Until next week, when the topic will be Christmas. That's right, it's the extra special Christmas special. This is Lawrence Simon saying thank you for listening, and, as always, keep it brief.